Property tax foreclosures are happening once again in Wayne County. It's the first time they've taken place since the COVID-19 pandemic started, and the list of people who could potentially lose their homes has grown significantly. The deadline to avoid foreclosure just passed, but recently a Third Circuit Court judge ruled that foreclosures should be suspended for some homeowners until next year. Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree petitioned for the pause. As he tells WDET's Eli Newman, that does not mean his office is stopping foreclosures for everyone.
It removes from foreclosure taxpayers who would have been foreclosed for 2017 taxes, 2018 taxes, and 2019 taxes.
How many properties were facing foreclosure before this order came through, and how many will be protected by this order?
Approximately 2,400 owner-occupied properties were facing foreclosure before the order. And this order will remove approximately 1,800 of them from foreclosure.
Why was it important to delay foreclosures for another year?
Because those years that we are asking to be withheld are the years they would have been foreclosed during years of what was COVID-19. I looked at that and said, these individuals, if they apply for the Michigan Homeowner Assistance Fund, many of them have, the Michigan Homeowner Assistance Fund would pay the 2019s, 2020s, and 2021s for eligible taxpayers. And then they would have a year to work on their either 17 and or 18 year with us through a payment plan.
Beyond the owner-occupied properties in Wayne County, how many occupied properties are still at risk for foreclosure this year?
The non-owner-occupied, which would be the properties that would be rented out or lived in by someone that doesn't own the property, though that number is close to about 3,700. It'll probably drop maybe a few hundred in the next couple of days.
In terms of these non-owner-occupied properties, I mean, there's thousands of people in these situations where the home that they might not necessarily own might face foreclosure and they're renting that home. So what advice do you have for somebody in that position? What should they be doing at this time?
Number one thing is they should not move out of the property and they should not pay rent to anyone. That's the advice I have for them.
And to be clear, once you leave that property that you're renting, you lose that opportunity to claim that property as your own.
That's true, because you're no longer an occupant of the property in the city of Detroit. I mean, there's a program called the Make It Home program, which the city has used in the past to help over 1,000 people who are living in properties that were foreclosed to become owners. The city could possibly purchase the properties by paying the taxes and then try to help turn the former renter into the owner. So this is a possibility. If that doesn't happen, then the property would go to an auction. Because these properties, once they get foreclosed by law, we have to offer them to the state, the municipality, and the county in that order.
Before this order, I mean, was this a record-breaking year in terms of the number of occupied property foreclosures that the county was facing?
No, the highest year was in 2015. I'm not sure how many occupied, but we had a total of 28,000 properties going to the auction. And this year, it's under 10,000 total. So,
do you worry that by pushing a lot of these foreclosures to next March, there might even be more foreclosures in 2023 that you and the courts have to deal with?
I think there should be less, because the Homeowner Assistance Fund has been helpful already. They've already started paying some of the taxes. People are eligible for these federal funds. This will free them up to concentrate on the 2 years or 1 year that they have left over. Instead of having 4 years of back taxes, or they would only have one or two. So this would make it easier for them to pay. That's the reasoning behind it.